and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. American hostage Hersh Goldberg Polin is dead among several hostages kidnapped by Hamas in last October's attack in Israel. Goldberg Polin was just 23 years old. His father, Jonathan, spoke at the Democratic National Convention just weeks ago.
We've met with President Biden and Vice President Harris numerous times at the White House. They're both working tirelessly for a hostage and ceasefire deal.
President Biden says he believes the ceasefire deal is close, but Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says, quote, whoever murders hostages doesn't want a deal. A violent weekend of shootings in the U.S., a deadly shooting last night just outside the Michigan State Fair. One person killed, reportedly a teenager, and another person injured. And San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall was shot Saturday on a San Francisco street. Police believe the suspect was after his Rolex watch. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The public comment period is over for a controversial oil pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. We get more now from Mike Moan.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will eventually decide on an environmental permit sought by Canadian firm Enbridge to reroute a section of its Line 5 pipeline around the Bad River Reservation. Tribal leaders have been engaged in a legal fight with the company over its existing line, which currently covers 12 miles of reservation land. Earth Justice attorney Gussie Lord represents the tribe and says the new plan fails to ease concerns.
We know that this reroute is not a solution, it's a full solution, and increases the threat of a devastating oil spill.
Her group and other environmental organizations say more than 150,000 comments are being submitted that reflect these concerns. A separate coalition of labor, business, and agricultural groups says it gathered roughly 14,000 signatures in support of the reroute. While some supporters tout the potential jobs and related benefits, Jason Wilhite with the outdoor apparel company Patagonia contends any major spill could harm water recreation and all the business activity it creates.
Put simply, a rupture of the Line 5 pipeline would have a devastating impact on our regional economy.
In an emailed statement, Enbridge says it's committed to extensive protective measures to minimize and mitigate project impacts. Tribal advocates say they're especially worried about the potential effect on wild rice beds. It's not clear when the Army Corps of Engineers will decide on the application. Other permits are needed for the proposed reroute. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers win again in Oakland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers took the lead in Game 2, then added some insurance runs late on the way to a 9-5 victory over the A's. Milwaukee's Jake Bowers had a home run, also scored three more times in the game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on those extra runs in the 8th and 9th.
Really important. Tacking on is however you want to term it. Staying after it, being relentless, pecking away, however you want to term it. It's the key to a Major League game because it's hard to win a Major League game and there's really good players on both sides.
NFL, the Packers have the next 3 days off after beating the Ravens yesterday 30-7 in front of 72,000 fans at Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur on Packers linebacker Christian Welch, who grew up in Iola, Wisconsin.
He's just a smart, tough, physical player. I thought that interception that he had was an outstanding play. It looked like, to me, he baited the quarterback right there as a hook player and just made a great break on the ball and made the play. And then he had a heck of a return.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A beautiful Sunday on the way. Sunny skies, north winds, and highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, quite cool, mostly clear, upper 40s, early Monday morning, but recovering nicely on your Labor Day afternoon. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
It's a whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vita might get Swift boated already. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we sit down and talk to labor leaders from all over Wisconsin for our Labor Day celebration. Please join us and happy Labor Day.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The music of the stars, hour two. Happy almost Labor Day. Don't jump the gun. We're on till high noon central. And all across the world, this whole planet of ours, at civicmedia.us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network from WRJN. Happy Labor Day.
Beautiful Teamsters, please let me join. Can't drive a truck, but I'm willing to loin. Beautiful Teamsters, I love yous all. That's why I'm standing by your union hall. I would be proud to carry my load. Help all the drivers stuck by the road. Beautiful Teamsters driving by night. Pass on the left side, but not on the right. Wouldst you would take me, life would be sweet. Then I could eat where the truck drivers eat. Beautiful Teamsters, I'll pay the dues. Give me the news that I'm not one of yous. Crossing state lines with no opposition. Thanks to the Interstate Commerce Commission. Driving through sleet and blizzard and shower. Blocking each street at the peak of rush hour. Tossing big boxes into the air, especially the ones that say handle with care. Beautiful team. sisters, won't you take me? Or I'll go back to practicing brain surgery.
I got a good movie for you. F.I.S.T., Fist, Sylvester Stallone. It was a wonderful picture, one of my most entertaining of all. 1977. It's all about a fictional truck driver's union, and there's a guy from Racine, Byron Huston's, in that movie. Played one of the truckers. Shot in Dubuque.
Please, what are you doing?
On like a vapor.
Hold it, vapor girl. Am I gonna have trouble with you like them last guys? How can the kids dance to that jazz? If they can't bop to it, they won't buy the record. You know that, don't you know that?
Yeah.
You know that. Now we're gonna do Stephen Foster, all right, but we're gonna do him rock and roll. Dig. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jack King, Queen, rock, Genie. Genie with the light. Genie with the light brown wig. Rock! Pretty commercial, huh, boy? I'll tell the world. Okay, follow me now.
Genie!
That's the stuff.
Genie with...
A little more out of tune, please.
Genie with the... My head is bending, Nelly Fly. The buckwheat cake is in her mouth.
Guitar sound tinnier, please. Never mind that Nick Lucas pick. Play it with this old howdy doody button. See the difference? Now you sound like a legitimate musician. Now make it to Donnie Antle. Okay, that's good. Okay, hold it. Now let's don't overdo it, huh? Getting your arrangements from Abbey Rents? You know what Confucius said, if they can't bop to it, Bombsville. You want me to tear up your autographed pictures of Hunter Hancock?
No!
Well then shape up, huh? Let's take Beautiful Dreamer again.
Beautiful Dreamer!
That's more like it.
Wake unto me!
A more commercial
way down to Polly Genie.
Genie with
Camp Town Cats all dingus soon. All the new stuff. Why to run all night? Why to run all day?
Bet on the bay. Any of you older folks hear your Stephen Foster favorites? Join in and sing right along, won't you? Like a one-eyed cat peeping at the old dog Tray. Like a one-eyed cat peeping at the old dog Tray. Well, it ain't the way you wrote it, but we sell more records this way.
Down upon the genie.
Just a two-bar break.
Sweet, no more, sweet mama.
Well, we no more. 174 o'clock rock.
We about.
In the cold, cold rebop, rebop, shoot and pop the bit, boom, boom, you, you, pop, pop, chop, hit, boom. Hey, I think this turned out better than the Kerry Jacobs Bond album we did last week.
Sha la la la, sha la 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 la, ba doom, sha la la la, sha la 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 la, ba doom, sha la la la, sha la 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 la, ba doom, sha la la la, sha la 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 la.
Hey, these are the Mills Brothers.
Every morning about this time, she gets me out of my bed at 5 for a job. After breakfast every day, she throws a warning past my way. Never, never say, get a job. Well, when I get the papers, I read it through and through, and my girl never fails to say, if there is any work for me, I better get back to the house, hear that woman's mouth preaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying by the job that I never could find. Sha-la-la.
With Shorty Rogers and the Big Band. Here's Bob Crosby and the Bobcats. Labor Day. Bob Crosby, The Chain Gang. Dude, I just put in 12 hours. Car 54, where are you? You know, a policeman's life is not a happy one. As Gilbert and Sullivan put it, here is some thoughts on that with Fred Gwynn singing.
But now we present the 53rd Precinct Brotherhood Club Choral Group, the Whippoorwills.
Not so long ago, each man in the police,
in the police,
was respected and admired. Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
But today, if you go visiting your niece,
visiting your niece,
chances are she'll say, hey, Ma, here come the fuzz.
Come the fuzz.
If you want to see just how we get the brush off,
get the brush off,
watch the TV news and pictures in the Times,
in the Times.
There you'll only see policemen guarding Khrushchev,
guarding Khrushchev,
while that lawyer Perry Mason solves the crimes. Oh, when attorneys show detectives how it's done,
how it's done,
a policeman's lot is not a happy one,
happy one.
Then there's that day, thanks to extraordinary fitness,
merry fitness,
that you apprehend a robber you pursue,
you pursue.
But the case depends upon a single witness,
single witness,
who looks around the room, then points to you,
points to you.
And let's not forget that poor patrolman squawking,
patrolman squawking,
about pounding beats on up and downhill grades,
downhill grades.
For remember, when he isn't busy walking,
busy walking,
he's marching in St. Patrick's Day parades.
Day parades.
Oh, while the brass who sit reviewing have the fun,
have the fun,
a policeman's lot is not a happy one. Happy one.
This is the city. Los Angeles, California. Some people rob for pleasure. Some rob because it's there. You never know. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch out of robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery.
There's been a robbery.
Yes, sir. What was it?
My clappers.
Your clappers.
Yeah, you know those things inside a bell that makes them clang?
The clangers.
That's right, we call them clappers in the business.
A clapper caper.
What's that?
Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think
that,
he...
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland.
That figures. That figures.
What makes it worse, they were clean.
Clean copper clappers.
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman, Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now is that about it?
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland, who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet,
yes,
I'll clobber him.
Jack Webb, Johnny Carson, now Percy Faith.
The music of the stars on WRJN.
College man, she'd like to have seen you land a job with a little more status attached, is that it?
I guess that's part of it.
But not all of it. I think maybe I can understand how she feels. And maybe she's right, Culver. It's awkward having a policeman around the house. Friends drop in, a man with a badge answers the door. The temperature drops 20 degrees. You throw a party and a badge gets in the way. All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian. Don't drink too much, somebody says, and the man with a badge will run you in. Or how's it going, Dick Tracy? How many jaywalkers did you pinch today? And then there's always the one who wants to know how many apples you stole. All at once, you lost your first name. You're a cop, a flatfoot, a bull, a dick, John Law. You're the fuzz, the heat, your poison, your trouble, your bad news. They call you everything. But never a policeman. Maybe she's right. It's not much of a life unless you don't mind missing a Dodger game because the hotshot phone rings. Unless you like working Saturdays, Sundays, holidays, at a job that doesn't pay overtime. Oh, the pay's adequate. If you count your pennies, you can put your kid through college. But you better plan on seeing Europe on your television set. And then there's your first night on the beat. When you try to arrest a drunken prostitute in a Main Street bar and she rips your new uniform to shreds, you'll buy another one out of your own pocket. And you're gonna rub elbows with all the elite. Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address and men who don't care. Liars, cheats, con men, the class of skid row. And the heartbreak. Underfed kids, beaten kids, molested kids, lost kids, crying kids, homeless kids, hit and run kids, broken arm kids, broken leg kids, broken head kids, sick kids, dying kids, dead kids. The old people that nobody wants, the reliefers, the pensioners, the ones who walk the street cold, and those who tried to keep warm and died in a $3 room with an unvented gas heater. You'll walk your beat and try to pick up the pieces. Do you have real adventure in your soul, Culver? You better have, because you're going to do time in a prowl car. Oh, it's going to be a thrill a minute when you get an unknown trouble call and hit a backyard at 2 in the morning, never knowing who you'll meet. A kid with a knife, a pillhead with a gun, or two ex-cons with nothing to lose. And you're going to have plenty of time to think. You'll draw duty in a lonely car with nobody to talk to but your radio. 4 years in uniform, you'll have the ability, the experience, and maybe the desire to be a detective. If you like to fly by the seat of your pants, this is where you belong. For every crime that's committed, you've got 3 million suspects to choose from. Most of the time, you'll have few facts and a lot of hunches. You'll run down leads that dead end on you. You'll work all-night stakeouts that could last a week. You'll do legwork until you're sure you've talked to everybody in the state of California. People who saw it happen, but really didn't. People who insist they did it, but really didn't. People who remember, those who try to forget. Those who tell the truth, those who lie. You'll run the files until your eyes ache. And paperwork? You fill out a report when you're right. You'll fill out a report when you're wrong. You'll fill one out when you're not sure. You'll fill one out listing your leads. You'll fill one out when you have no leads. You'll make out a report on the reports you've made. You'll write enough words in your lifetime to stock a library. You'll learn to live with doubt, anxiety, frustration. Court decisions that tend to hinder rather than help you. Dorado, Morris, Escobedo, Cahan. You'll learn to live with the district attorney, testifying in court, defense attorneys, prosecuting attorneys, judges, juries, witnesses. And sometimes you're not going to be happy with the outcome. Maybe your girlfriend's right, Culver. But there's also this. There are over 5,000 men in this city who know that being a policeman is an endless, glamorous, thankless job that's got to be done. I know it too. And I'm damn glad to be one of them.
Labor Day.
We dig your mind the whole day through. To dig is what we like to do.
It ain't no trick to get rich quick.
If you dig with a shovel or a pick.
In a mine, where a million diamonds shine. We dig from early on to night.
We dig,
joint.
Jimmy Dean.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above," and 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Jimmy Dean.
Big
and here's Big Bad Jane Russell.
A lot of people have asked me what it was like being in pictures. Well, a very dear friend of mine and one of my favorite entertainers, Miss Peggy Lee, wrote some special lyrics about that for me to a tune that I think you'll all remember. In the entertainment world, we have a kind of game. Everybody gets a pet nickname. And when I got in the movies, it was just the same. I got mine. Big Jane.
Big Jane.
Now, you never really know when you might get that role that you can play with all your heart and all of your soul.
Oh, really?
You might be typecast and you might not be, but this is the way it happened to me. Big Jane.
Big Jane. Big Jane.
Oh, Big Bad Jane. When Howard Hughes found that wild outlaw who was fast on the trigger and quick on the draw, who did they call to make the outlaw thaw? They called upon a gal who could lay down the law. They called me. And you remember they stopped it cold for some reason or other, so I've been told. Mr. Hughes flew away in his great big plane, and who stuck around and got all the blame? Me. Oh, Big Bad Jane. And then there was a big picture with deer ski nose. We got to sing a song about buttons and bows. Bob played a dentist called Painless Pete. And every time I kissed him, I knocked him off his feet. Big game. Then came the blonde old Marilyn Monroe. Gemini shy, but easy to know. She was cuddly and sweet, and seemed so small. She made old Jane feel 10 feet tall. Big Jane. Taken to the boards and lots of pretty clubs, and I've seen the world over and nary a rub. Folks at New Orleans I'd certainly dig, 'cause the World's Fair there is mighty big, and I'm big. Well, as Shakespeare said, what's in a name? And I want to tell you, I feel about the same. I don't quite know what the next role will be, but it's gonna be fun and it's gonna be a big show.
Jane Russell, 1984. Peggy Lee wrote that just for Jane.
We have turned our neoscholasticism to a realm which has become extremely prolific of late, that of folk singing. Thither, too, the resurgence in folk music could be traced to the Kingston Trio, the Limelighters, the Brothers Karamazov. I think so. All of whom were extremely active in the SAMPBGOE. IIA, that is the Society for the Advancement, Maintenance, Preservation of Banjos, Guitars, and Other Ethnic Indigenous Instruments in America, Incorporated. Delving laboriously through Apparatus Criticus, we have discovered that the aforementioned folk groups have been guilty of both rompishness and malversation. Don't you agree?
They have definitely neglected
the basic research needed to uncover the true origins of all folk singing, and they have strung along, one might say, with traditionalism and redundant nebulous musicology. However, our researches have extended back through Pithecanthropus, Neanderthal, Rhesus monkey, to the original baboons. Furthermore, recent exciting discoveries in geology and archaeology have allowed us to reconstruct what we consider to be possibly the epitome of authentic folk music. I must admonish you, however, it may provoke your risibilities.
Well, you better watch out. It might get you.
Well, every morning at the mill, you could see her arrive. She stood 4'3" and weighed 405, kind of narrow at the shoulder and broad at the hip. And everybody knew not to give no lip to Big Jane.
Big Jane, Big Jane.
Big Bad Jane. Well, nobody knowed where Jane called home. She just rolled into town all fat and no bone. Too dumb to know and too dumb to care what in Sam Hill she was doing there. Big Jane. Well, some folks say she came from Nashville 10, where she just busted out of the 10-state pen. With a crash and slam from her big rear end, those prison walls just tumbled in. Big Jane.
Big Jane. Big Jane.
Big Bad Jane.
Big Jane.
Then came that day in the middle of the mill when a mouse climbed up on the windowsill. Women start screaming and hearts start thumping, and everybody knew they couldn't keep jumping except Jane. Through the dust and the lint of that mouse-made mess walked a tub of a woman in a flour sack dress. Grabbed a sweeping broom and let out a groan, and like a stupid mule she did it alone. Big Jane.
Big Jane, Big Jane.
Big Bad Jane.
Big Jane.
Then she started giving out with a mighty swing, with everybody yelling, kill that thing. 20 women scrambled from the linen house, and now there's only one left there with that mouse, Big Jane. With cheese and traps, they started on back, but a great big thud stopped them right in their tracks. When they heard that sigh, there was no doubt. After 2 hours of swinging, her heart had give out. Big Jane.
Big Jane. Big Jane.
Big Bad Jane.
Big Jane.
Now they never reopened that worthless mill. They just put a plaque under the window sill. And these few words are written on that house. In the middle of this mill lives one heck of a mouse. Poor Jane.
Big Jane. Big Jane.
Big Bad Jane.
Big Jane. Big Jane. Big Bad Jane.
Those are the Saints.
Friends, this is T. Texas Tyler with a strange story about a soldier boy and a deck of cards. During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out. But this one boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services was over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir. And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I've been on the march for about 6 days. I had neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." With that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. And when I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me that there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven, and the jack or knave is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There's 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There's 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There's 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There's 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, this story's true. I know because I was that soldier.
Here is Jay Leno with a story about his early life.
I bought a 34 Ford pickup truck that I worked on for 2 years until I was able to get my license. My first job was probably working at McDonald's. Well, I had 2 first jobs. I worked at McDonald's, and I worked at a place called Wilmington Ford, and I would alternate between the two. So it was cars and hamburgers, which are actually still 2 of my passions. I was about 16 years old, because that's when I got my Social Security card, and that's when I went to work. Well, the best part of the job was I got to drive all kinds of cool cars. You know, when you're 16, you don't have a lot of options when you come from a little town in Massachusetts. So when I worked at Wilmington Ford, they would all get all kinds of Mustangs and high-performance vehicles in. So I was the lot boy. I would take them around to get them washed, and of course, I'd go the long way around, down the street, around the back, and up the long straightaway. You know, just stuff like that. The worst part was getting caught.
Here's Phil Brito. Remember this? Happy Labor Day!
Long time ago, John and the Joe, they come from sunny Italy to try to make the dough. Joe, he's go away, John, he's a stay. When they meet the other day, here's what they got to say. Where do you work, John? On the Delaware Lackawanna. And what do you do, John? I push, I push, I push. And what do you push, John? I push, I push the truck. And where do you push, John? On the Delaware Lackawanna. One, 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 the Delaware Lackawanna. Hey, where do you work, Marie?
In the telephone company.
And what do you do, Marie?
I push, I push, I push.
And what do you push, Marie?
I push the plug.
And where do you push, Marie?
In the telephone company. And me, the telephone company. Number, please.
Where do you work, Jerry? On the Lackawanna Ferry. And what do you do, Jerry? I push, I push, I push. And what do you push, Jerry? I push at the gate. And where do you push, Jerry? On the Lackawanna Ferry, 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 the Lackawanna Ferry. Ah, 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 where do you work, Joe? For the city, I shovel the snow. And what do you do, Joe? I push, I push, I push. And what do you push, Joe? I push the shovel. And where do you push, Joe? For the city, I shovel the snow. The city, I shovel the snow. Hey, you know what Washington Don, he's a say when he crossed the Delaware? Huh? Hey, why are you?
A do fatica, Giovanni.
Ma da Giudita, la Lackawanna.
E non ti capisci, Giovanni.
Tu sei stupido, io push a push.
Ma tu che push, Giovanni?
Posso scattare e push un troc.
Un minuto, Giovanni, e portami a pushare, 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 pushare.
E ti porto a pushare. Questo fellow, he's a dummy, he'll stand English nothing. And where do you work, Gus? On a big jittery bus. And what do you do, Gus? I push, I push, I push. And what are you? What do you push, Gus? I push the clutch. And what do you push, Gus? On a big jittery bus. The bus, the bus, the bus. Big jittery bus. I...
That was Phil Brito here. Hugo Winterhalter, a big hit, 1951.
For 7 years I've
been a Roman 7 years. I left the valley, now I live just for my true love to see. When dawn's a-breaking, going across the wide Missouri, where my love, she stands a-waiting
while Daddy hums a tune. All the old folks were humming, banjos were strumming, and the soft breezes sigh as in days long gone by. Oh,
Johnny Cash.
Way down in Missouri, where I heard this melody.
Stand by for CBS News.
When I was a little fellow on my mammy's knee.
And we'll be right back.
The old folks were humming, banjos were strumming, so sweet and low. Hush-a-bye, my baby, go to sleep on Daddy's knee. Journey back to Dixieland and dreams again with me. Oh, it seems like your daddy was there once again. And the old folks were humming that same old refrain. Oh, we.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always.